rentals, and that's driving our value of the homes down. In the Taney County Guidance Code, Section 3.10, the enforcement violation penalty, it should be noted that the designated officer to enforce these regulations and to bring to the attention of Taney County prosecuting attorney any violations or lack of compliance therein. And I would ask that that would be enforced. I don't believe that it has been. 4.0 on the permits, 4.1.3 special conditions, 4.5 is incomplete application shall not under any circumstances be considered for approval. Appendix E, page 51, talks about protecting the public interest and to secure compliance with these regulations, to deny requests which fail to satisfy the standards or requirements contained herein, which are not in harmony with the purposes and interests of the regulations and the health and the safety and the welfare of the community. We, the residents of Branson Creek, do not feel that nightly rentals are in harmony with our safety and our welfare. Section 4.7 on page 55, nightly rentals in residential areas have the potential to be incompatible with surrounding residential uses. They must ensure that their use will be compatible with the surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter their neighborhoods. The number of nightly rentals has increased so much the last 2 years, it has definitely altered our quiet community. Section 4.7.15, required buffering. A buffer should be established between any structure utilizing used for nightly rentals and any existing residential land use, meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6. On page 73 of Appendix H, Section 6, 6.1.2, landscape buffer is required along the common property line. The required buffer shall be a minimum of 25 feet. Now, specifically to 226 Stony Point, the application to planning and zoning was denied. The owner has continued to rent the house on a nightly basis. 226 does not have a 25-foot buffer. The property is not maintained as the other neighboring homes are. The roof has mold. As been previously mentioned, the grass is brown from lack of watering. And I would request that the owner's request be denied. Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon. Richard?
I won't take 5 minutes. My name is Richard Hurt, and I live at 326 Black Rock. I actually am just around the corner from that picture. I'm directly across the street from Mr. Billingsley's backyard. And as a matter of fact, our bedroom window is less than 100 feet from the hot tub in his backyard. And we have repeatedly over the years been kept up to 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It has become exasperating to my wife and I. We just don't know what to do about it anymore. There's been many nights that I've gone to another bedroom to sleep because I can't sleep with all the noise across there. When you combine vacationers and alcohol in a hot tub, you're going to get noise. And the row of bushes that are between that hot tub and my property would not deaden any sound, and they don't. When I found out that the application had been denied, my wife and I had hope. And now here we are back in this appeal. And I definitely ask that you reject the appeal. We have seen multiple people in this house. I mean, it's very rare that you have a number renting this property that's within the guidelines that you've set forth here. We've counted 20 people in that house on more than one occasion. We've had kids, multiple kids, 6, 8 kids, that have been skateboarding in our driveway at 7:30 in the morning, which amazes me because the parents stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning. The kids are in the driveway at 7:30. It's just absolutely not what we had expected when we purchased our property. We asked them what this property was going to be like, and there was nothing said about nightly rentals. If I had known that Gary Billingsley was going to do this to his property, I guarantee you I would not have bought out there. So, again, I just, there's cars parked on the street, there's multiple people in the house all the time. I would just ask that you please take that into consideration and uphold the denial and not approve an overturning of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Neil?
I'll pass.
Okay. Marie, you want to come back up?
Sure.
Did you have a statement you wanted to make?
Well, first I want to apologize for Gary Billingsley not being here, the owner. He did come last month, but we didn't have a quorum. He drove up from Texas. But there's 1 week out of the year that he and his other brother take the care over for his handicapped brother, and that's this week. They couldn't change everybody's schedules, so he wasn't able to be here. I just want everybody to know that he's just as concerned as I am. If you'd like me to address, I'd love to address some of the things that were said. I have never, ever, I've managed his property for 3 years. I have never rented to more than 10 people. I have only towels in the house for 10 people. There's only sleeping material for 10 people. I have never rented more than 10. So, you know, where that's happening, I don't know. They say that we've continued to rent. Yes, I continue to have people in there. I'm not continuing to rent. I am contractually have to take care of those people that I entered into contracts with last year and months ago. And at the time that I entered into those contracts, it was pretty certain that we were going to get a permit. 20 permits have been issued. Ours is the only one that has not. Well, there's one other, and it was just the icing on the cake for her. She just put her place up, you know, for sale immediately. So at the time I took those reservations, we were in the process, and Scott has always made it clear, as long as you were in the process, you could continue to rent. I have to fulfill those obligations, and I don't have a ton going through November, but I do have reservations through November that have been taken, again, months before, sometimes a year before. They're talking about the grass. I've contacted the HOA twice. I talked to Opie's twice. It's their responsibility to turn on the sprinkler system. I never got an answer from them until I made such a fuss the other day that finally Opie's called me, and he went into the garage, found out that the sprinklers have not been on the entire season, which was their responsibility. So it's not that we're not taking care of the grass. The floor plan, that, you know, they're picking on every little thing. There is a floor plan in your packet, or at least in the P&Z packet. I wrote a floor plan of the house. They talked about renting 50% or being a resident 50%. We rent 30% of the year. Gary comes up 4 to 6 weeks. He has family in the area, so he comes up, and that's what he uses the home for, is to visit them. They talk about him not applying. That was so confusing in the very beginning, because in January there were a lot of people that were on the docket as a concept hearing. When they initially talked about applying, it wasn't clear as to why. You know, we really didn't even understand why we needed to apply. We were all working under Branson Creek's permit, which is, you know, I have other places, and I'm working under their permits. You know, I'm working out of Point Royal. I'm working out of their permit. So we really didn't understand it. But in either case, there was conversation between the HOA, the HOA attorneys, the planning and zoning. Bob Ashley was here at the time. And Bob actually took everybody off the January meeting and said, let me go talk to them, because we just need to do something to make this process go quicker. And so he gave an A, B, and C proposition. Gary came up and represented all the neighbors to talk about the A proposition, which was basically to just let us go down to the planning and zoning and pay the fee. They had bought their home. Gary bought his home in 2008. They sold it to him as, buy your second home, your vacation home, and when you're not there, we'll rent it for you. When they talk about the contract saying that you can't rent it on your own, Gary can't rent it on his own while I'm managing it. I can't have him taking a reservation when I've taken another one. I have to make sure that everybody comes in there knows the rules. As far as cars in the street, the guests do not get the garage door opener until they go inside the house. And so when they're emptying their cars and stuff, I'm sure they're in the street at that time, but my last email to them is, It is required that all cars either be in the garage or in the driveway and not in the street. One of the pictures that they're going to show you, one of the cars was the hood or the back end was hanging about 4 inches over the curb. That's because they had temporarily come in, had not pulled into the garage, just put all four cars into the driveway. Within a half an hour, they were gone because I was down there in a half an hour. Anytime I get a call, they talk about noise from the hot tub. I've been doing this for 3 years. They all have, or at least I know a couple of the neighbors, have Gary's telephone number in their cell phone. Not once has anybody ever called. I live 15 minutes away. I would be there even if it were 1 or 2 in the morning. But when I get there, something better be going on. You know, they say that they don't call us because as soon as we get there, it's over. We do have, and if, can you show the one picture?
Which?
It, where it showed like the bushes on the side. And another, you may have another picture, which probably is a blue Legacy, which is my car. I went down in the middle of a guest visit. I usually go down sometimes just to check on the guests and check on the house. And I had gone down in the middle of a guest visit to check the hot tub. There were two cars in the driveway. There was plenty of room for me to park in the driveway. So there were two cars in the driveway. I could have parked in the driveway.
She's party to the case.
I'm party to the case. I get to present it all.
Yep.
So I parked in the driveway, so in case my guests were getting ready to rush off to a show, which actually they were. I knocked on the door. I said, I'm going to go in the garage. I'm going to check the hot tub chemicals. I was there in the street for 12 minutes, but after I was there for a few minutes, the neighbor called Karen. Karen came around with her camera, took a picture of my car. She didn't see me coming around the side of the yard. And so I yelled at her and said, Karen, this is not a guest car. I am servicing the hot tub. I'm a service person at this point in time. This is, you see these bushes. You can't even see the hot tub. There are there's a bluff in behind it. There are two levels. They're tiered two levels with bushes. And then there's these trees. And then the road. So
you're saying that's the back of the yard, right?
Yes. The hot tub. You can't see the hot tub at all, but where you see these little... things here, right tucked inside there, is the hot tub.
I can hear
it. Hey, no comments.
5 minutes.
Well, she can speak as long as she wants. She's the applicant. We limit the...
Oh, I thought it was for everybody.
No.
As far as ADA, we don't advertise to be handicap accessible. I mean, they pull right into the garage, so, you know, probably, and it's a one-floor house, so if somebody calls me, I give them the layout of the house, you know, to see whether it's appropriate for them. But we don't advertise. Our advertisement does not say handicap accessible.
It's a three-bedroom home?
It's a four-bedroom home, three-bath.
Okay.
So, let's see. They talk about the place is selling less. They sure are, because people are afraid to buy there now. They're afraid to invest because they don't know what's going to happen as far as the permits. Gary did send, so let me get back to that one. In January, when it was so confusing, we were getting to the point when we had to reply or get on the concept hearing. At the time, Bob actually had called everybody and said, I'm sending your money back. I'm taking it, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do. So Gary sent a registered letter to P&Z and said, I'll continue to run under Branson Creek's permit until you decide how we're going to solve this problem. So in the meantime, after in February, when people then were back on for concept hearings, and we realized, well, okay, we're going to actually just have to go through the whole process because they never voted on Bob Atchley's proposal. It was like on three meeting minutes and vote proposed postponed each time. So we realized it then, but Gary had taken on the project of building a house so that he could move next to his two daughters in Texas. It was supposed to be a year long. He was supposed to be moving in December and January. So he didn't get to move till April. But in the meantime, his house sold immediately when he put it on the market. So he had to move into a rental for a year until his new house was done. Everything that he had other than what you need to live with was boxed up. And so I finally approached him because he's a hands-on guy and, you know, and he likes to do what he feels is his responsibility to do. And I said, Gary, are you against the thing, or do you just don't have time to do it? And he's like, Marie, everything's in boxes. We haven't unpacked. We're, you know, and I